First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. The next stop on our last chance tour of a collapsing civilization, the Texas Panhandle. The land is turning into desert. The people are acting out the tragedy of the commons, which is a pretty way of describing the way humans fight for the last scrap of a vanishing resource. The government is making things worse, and almost everybody is pretending nothing is happening at all. How bad is the Texas drought? 2011 was the hottest, driest year there in recorded history. The current drought there began in 2010 and continues. It is part of the scenario predicted as a consequence of global climate change, a scenario that sees much of the American Southwest becoming virtually uninhabitable desert. The trends are proceeding as forecast, and the water supplies of many Texas cities, towns, and farms are in grave jeopardy. But Texans and their state government and their dominant political party do not believe in global climate change. So it's business as usual. When it doesn't rain in Texas and the crops wither and the surface reservoirs dry up, there is one alternative source of water. It's the same source relied on by the people of New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. It's the Ogallala Aquifer, a vast underground repository of water that resembles a vast soaked sponge. Like the oil reserves of Saudi Arabia, the Ogallala contains fossil water, deposited by glaciers tens of thousands of years ago. That means there's only so much of it. In a wet year, and there aren't going to be many more wet years in North Texas, the Ogallala water levels might gain a fraction of an inch in replenishment. Prior to the onset of this drought, Texas panhandle farmers were habitually drawing it down by about a foot a year. Then it got really dry, and the farmers more than doubled down on irrigation, dropping the surface of the aquifer under the panhandle by 2.5 to 3 feet. One well recorded a 25-foot drop. But wait, it gets worse. According to the Texas Tribune, last year, in the worst of the drought so far, West Texas farmers continued to irrigate crops that were already dead with precious Ogallala water. They didn't do it because they wanted to, they did it because they had to irrigate through the entire growing season in order to collect federally subsidized and regulated crop insurance. The High Plains Underground Water Conservation District understands the first law of consumption as propounded in Brace for Impact, and it is this: if you only have so much stuff in a container and you're taking it out as fast as you can, pretty soon you won't have any stuff left. So the Conservation District has proposed placing a cap on water withdrawals from the Ogallala, putting meters on wells, that sort of thing, doing, in other words, one of the main things we invented government to do, protecting the commons for the common good. Enter the Texas Supreme Court, which early this year announced a decision demonstrating once again that justice is blind and deaf and dumb. In Edwards Aquifer v. Day and McDaniel, the court upheld the Wild West tradition that you own the water beneath your land, making any interference with your full enjoyment of that water, even by a government entity trying to protect the common good, that's defined as socialism in Texas, a potential taking. So presumably, if you own an acre of land and you enjoy using the well on it to supply, let's say, the city of Houston, thus sucking water from under three states, that presumably would be fine with the honorable court. Now lawsuits are falling like rain in Texas, as farmers, especially including rice farmers, that's right, rice farmers, rush to protect their right to pump as much water from the rapidly failing Ogallala and other aquifers as they can enjoy. One can only assume that Texans at the onset of winter burn their homes in order to keep warm. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.